188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you for another 30 minutes, and I want to start out by playing something. This was sent to me, and typically I dismiss these things, people having dreams or visions or prophecies or something like that. But I went ahead and listened to this because what caught my attention was the fact that part of what he had already seen, he had shared with people before it happened. And I'm not going to play that part of the video for you. I'm going to play the second part because that has not happened yet. But last December, this pastor, his name is Dana Coverstone, not to be confused with David Coverdale, had a dream that he was looking at a calendar and a hand had a finger that was underlining three times the month of March and then again in June, and he felt that something would happen then. And then in his dream he saw rioting, looting, fires, people standing in lines to get into hospitals. And he had shared this with people that he knew who can confirm that he actually had these dreams. So the second part is what I'm going to play for you, because this aired in June, right after he had his part two of these dreams. And it deals with September, October, November, and into maybe the beginning of December. But September, October, and November. Now, since we are through September, we are just about ready to enter October. Of course, November, we have the elections, when a lot of people think that the crap is going to hit the fan. So let me play for you right now what this man had to say about what he sees coming up. And remember, he said this in June, and I've been telling you that I think something is going to happen after the elections, and I did not know about this video until after I had released that a couple of weeks ago. So listen to this. It's about 15 minutes long, and when it's done, I'm going to go back and discuss what happened in there with you. And you may just be surprised. I know I was when I heard this, and some things are very, very chilling, but there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. But just go ahead and have a listen. It's about 15 minutes long. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I took about 5 minutes off. It'll be about 10 minutes.
I've traveled quite a bit, and I'm not just making these things up. I can confirm what I have said. And with that in mind, on Monday night, I had another dream, and it woke me from my bed. I made notes about it. I shot some video myself, just making sure I can remember. But here's what I saw. I saw a calendar. Start with a calendar. And as I was having this, the calendar was up, a white figure appeared. And to me, it was representing God, the Holy Spirit, something pure, something righteous, something true, something holy, because there was nothing Nothing sinister about it, nothing evil. But I heard the voice say, part two, part two. And I saw June go up. I saw July, I saw August, and then I saw September. And I saw the finger underneath the word September, and like emphasizing it, and tapped it three times. And then I saw October come up, and then I saw November. And this is when it got real to me in the dream. I think the intensity, according to my Fitbit, when I woke up, my heart rate was about 180. So that was Monday night. It was also a night that I woke up not feeling very well at all. I was up during the night, not feeling well. But anyway, the minute the finger underlined November three times, instead of tapping it, I saw a fist ball up and it hit the calendar. And literally, the calendar exploded into the wall. The numbers seemed like they were 3D and they were falling, they were just flying everywhere. And there was a cloud of chaos that started. And then the next thing I saw was I saw armed protesters. I saw fighting in the streets. I saw people pummeling one another. I saw businesses shuttered and shut up. I saw schools closed. I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them, and like things like papers falling off the wall and posters falling like no one had been in them for months. I saw bank buildings with the roofs being taken off. And it looked almost like alien abduction because money was just flying through the roof into some type of like a vacuum cleaner. It sounds kind of strange, but I was watching wealth just being taken. I saw politicians in back rooms making deals with people, patting people on the back and laughing and smiling and smirking. And I saw monuments. I saw Washington, D.C. burning. I saw Washington, D.C. blazing. I saw fires everywhere. I saw people being rounded up. I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. And Russian soldiers were telling the Chinese soldiers to go and pick up these people, round up these people, secure this quadrant, secure this area. I saw blue helmets of the UN. I saw military things taking place. I also saw no sign of President Trump. I saw no sign of leadership in Washington, D.C. But the vultures that I had seen were now like gargoyles, and they were 10 feet off the ground, 10 to 15 feet off the ground. And they were just attacking people mercilessly. I saw people hiding in their homes and garages. I saw churches being burned. I saw homes being burned. I saw absolute chaos. And the fist punch on the November of 2020 is what got my attention. And then I heard the words again, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. That has been something that I have heard for almost seven months now. Starting once we get to July, it's going to be 7 months. And once again, I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I'm not proclaiming, we'll see what happens in November through November and see if I'm right about this. But I know when I hear God's voice, I know what God's voice sounds like to me. I know when He speaks. And I know when I have a dream that I know is Him. And the things that I was seeing, I don't say this to scare people, but I say this to warn people that there are some pretty sinister things coming down the pike. And not just for the lost, but for God's people as well. The second dream I had last night, and it woke me up. In this dream, we just had a yard sale to help fund a team going to Ecuador this next year. And we had a yard sale. And I had asked our secretary to get us some change for that yard sale. So in the dream that I'm having, I walk into the bank to get some change. And on the door it says there's no change available. I saw the sign, it registered in my mind, but I walked on in, and the president of the local bank was at the teller station. And she was going to be taking care of business. And I said, I need to get $10 in quarters for a yard sale. And she said, I'm sorry, but the U.S. Mint is no longer making currency or making change, like pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars. We're not doing that anymore. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She said, they've stopped doing it. And I said, well, how are we going to be able to charge $1.50 for anything? And she said, prepare for hyperinflation and just charge $2. And then she said to me in the dream, oh, and by the way, $1 and $5 bills will follow soon after that. And then I heard those words, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. And I woke up, I wrote these things down. I've never gone on video and recorded the dreams that I've had. And I hesitated to not do the one I had back in December. But everything I saw in that dream in December came true between March and June, when in the dream I was showed March through June. And so I don't think I would be doing anyone a service if I don't share what I saw in these dreams and visions. And I believe that we're going to see not just a second huge wave of COVID between September, October, November, but we're going to see major things with the elections. We're going to see major chaos in our country. We're going to see troops in our cities. We're going to see the protests get even worse. We're going to see buildings burn. We're going to see what could only lead to civil war in this country. And so for my friends that are believers, I'm just going to share you what I think you need to hear. First of all, you need to be preparing food. You need to make sure you've got alternative forms of currency like silver or gold or whatever. I believe you need to have an ample supply of both guns and ammunition. And that's not just the Second Amendment fan in me coming out. That is the things that we're seeing. They're talking about defunding the police. That means one thing. You're on your own in a lot of areas. I also believe you need to be praying like you never prayed before. Make sure your family knows what's going on, where you are. Have some communication between your family about if certain things happen, if certain things go down. I'm not saying get off the grid, and I've never, ever said anything like this in my church. I have said I believe things like this could happen, but I've never done what I'm doing right now. And I'm telling you that between September and November of this coming year, and you'll be able to check me, you know, if by the time we get November nothing's happened, or December 1st, man, you call me on this and say, Dana Coverstone, you're an absolute idiot and a fool for saying those things. Go right ahead. Because I realize I'm responsible for what I've spoken. But I also know what I sense, and I know the Holy Spirit's voice enough to know that what I've heard, I believe is going to happen. And what I heard in December happened between March and June. Not because I'm a prophet, but because dreams have a prophetic edge to them sometimes. I've been doing a whole series on dreams and visions. I'm going to finish that series up tonight on my at our church. And I'm going to talk about why dreams and visions are literally an extension of the spiritual gifts of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment, all those things are required for dreams. And I pray, Lord, show me what these things mean that I have seen. Show me how to interpret them and what they are. And right now as I speak this, it is June 24th, Wednesday night at 5:30 p.m. in Berksville, Kentucky. I'm in my office at the church, Livermore Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, sharing this. Not to scare you, because I believe, you know, look, God gave the prophets of the Old Testament a lot of warnings. Not to scare people, but to prepare them for what was coming. And so I'm challenging you. Don't just throw my word away. Don't just think I'm some preacher trying to get people to come. That's not it either. Because look, the Bible says the last days will be a great falling away. Jesus tells people to endure to the end. Make sure you endure to the end. Why? Because people won't endure sound doctrine. They're gonna hear something. You know, some are gonna hear me and go, "Oh man, he is on drugs or something." I'm just telling you the dreams I've had. You can do with them. You can interpret them the way that you want to. But I'm going to declare that I believe we're going to see between September and November incredible, terrible, awful, nasty, bad things happen in this nation. And for the people who are not prepared for it, it's not just going to catch them in a bad place. It's going to destroy a lot of faith, a lot of hearts, a lot of relationships, a lot of people. The aim is to kill this nation. Because right now, we're a nation that stands in the way of a lot of the Antichrist principles like freedom, liberty, justice, First Amendment, Second Amendment. The Antichrist doesn't want those things. And yes, I do believe the Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth. And I don't really care what people think about this video. You can call me whatever you want. You can say whatever you want about me. But wait till December 1st to say it. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to come out and say, folks, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I ate that night. But I've never had two dreams like this. I've never had a part one, part two. Part one came fully true. And part two, I believe, will as well.
So what did you think about that, folks? Now keep in mind that he told this story. This was released on June the 20th, I believe, of 2020. It was sometime in the middle of June anyway. So a lot of stuff that he mentioned there has now come about, namely the coin shortage. Now, that whole coin shortage was contrived. It was part of a 1-2 punch as the left tried to put us into a cashless society. I think they wanted to see how people would react. Would they actually accept using credit and debit cards only, or would they still insist on using cash? And most people I know continue to insist on using cash. I know I certainly did, and I saw many, many people at the stores using cash, despite the fact there were signs that said, "We will buy your coins, we will buy your change." I talked to the owner of a small gas and grocery in a little town where I fuel up. I'd gotten to know the guy pretty well, and I mentioned that to him, and he laughed. He said, "There's no coin shortage." He said, "I can go to the bank and I can get as many coins as I want." He said, "Those stores are loving it because they're just rounding it up to the nearest dollar." And what did you hear Dana say in that video? That they would do away with the coins and raise it up to the nearest dollar. And then they would do away with dollar bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, etc. Now, we've seen the high notes become less popular over the years. Many places now, they have signs on the door: "We will not accept bills larger than 20. Hundreds and 50s are pretty much going the way of the dodo. A lot of people just will not accept them anymore, simply because they're the target of counterfeiters, number one, and number two, because nobody has change for them. So I do everything in 20s. So it was very eye-opening to listen to what this man had to say. Now, I am not one who's in, I said this before, who's into prophecies or visions or dreams or anything like that. But this makes me think back to the book Patriot Act that was written in 2004. And how many things that were prophesized in that book have come true? Now, folks, if you're not familiar with this novel, it was an underground white nationalist novel that was written to update everyone from the Turner Diaries, which had been written back in the 70s. And let me read an overview on the back of this book here for those of you who are not familiar with it. It says, "How far is too far? This novel deals with the ramifications of the Patriot Act not sunsetting in 2005, but instead being voted into permanence. Government abuse of power and intrusion into our everyday lives becomes rampant as more liberties vanish on a daily basis. How far will the people be pushed before they fight back? How can we fight back? This book provides some unique methods for improvising weaponry when our guns are banned, as well as preparing and cashing our weapons when that inevitable day arrives. 2020, the year America finally begins to see clearly. With 2020 political acuity to match the year, a few patriots decide it is time to return America to her people." Is this starting to sound familiar, my friends? "And begin symbolic acts of defiance, patriot acts in their own right. Public support grows as the government attempts to quash the patriots by incessantly tightening their stranglehold on liberty. Will the rest of the country stand idly by while a few brave men and women make a stand for freedom, or will they finally replace their complacent shade of yellow for a more fitting red, white, and blue? Described as unintended consequences in Harrison Bergeron Meets the Turner Diaries, Patriot Act foretells of a future where a Zionist-controlled government eliminates all freedom and individual thought, where patriotism is akin to terrorism and pride in one's heritage is criminal." And of course, the eight words, "We must prevail or we shall certainly perish." Now, my friends, this book was written, as I said, in 2004. And it prophesized the second civil war happening in 2020. Now, it's almost backwards in who the so-called patriots are, because what we're seeing here, if I can find it, a few patriots decide it's time to return America to her people and begin symbolic acts of defiance. Well, we're seeing this with Antifa and Black Lives Splatter. It's amazing. What's going to happen here is that things have been completely flipped. In the book, we were the patriots who were fighting against the tyrannical government, and that would have happened had Hillary Clinton become president. But with Donald Trump becoming president, people are now calling Antifa and Black Lives Matter patriots. Now, the good thing about it is this book does end with the white people triumphing, and that will happen as well. But this is an excellent book, and you will be amazed at how many things have come true since it was written in 2004. And I know a lot of people are going to tell you this book is out of print. I can assure you it is not. If you want to send me an email, I will get you in touch directly with the author, D.A. Hanks, who has, I think, 13 or 14 cases of these books left. I think he's letting them go for $20 now. They were selling for $15 when it first came out, and I think finally this year he started charging $20 for them. So get in touch with me if you want a copy of this book. I will get him in touch with you, and you will have yourselves a signed and personalized copy of Patriot Act. Just let me know. But it is amazing how much stuff has actually come true. But getting back to Dana's visions, he saw troops over here from other countries, Russia and China. That would never happen. We would never allow that to happen. We would never allow foreign troops on our soil, including the blue helmets of the UN. However, I would not put it past Hillary Clinton, if Biden loses and Trump retains his power, which I am very confident that he will, that she would then declare, because she still has the clout. Biden doesn't have it, Harris doesn't have it. Hillary is the one calling all the shots here. That she would get in touch with the United Nations and say we had a crisis here and that we needed help because of the riots and the civil unrest that would begin. That might actually happen. But I don't think it would take too terribly long before all those blue helmets started showing up with bullet holes in them while they were still filled with somebody's head. Americans will never, ever accept foreign troops on our soil. We will stand up. We will regain this country ourselves if need be. We will not allow that to happen. Now, for the past 30 years, I have been talking about an impending race war that would happen in the United States, the way I saw things happening during the 80s and the 90s. And no matter how it started, if it was political, it would end up racial. If it was racial, it would end up political, because the Democrat Party would pull the blacks and the Latinos into it and convince them to fight on their side. But what I'm seeing now, it's completely flipped. I don't think it's going to be a race war. Now, there will be racial uprisings. Don't get me wrong. In the cities, it's going to be brutal. There is going to be a lot of death and destruction in the cities, because Slack Lives Splatter is going to make a huge attempt to take over portions of cities, just like they did in Seattle, along with Pantifa. And I've told you this before, my friends, I was a general contractor for 18 years. And every black house I did work in or sat down to draw up paperwork, there were pictures of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King on the wall, and they all had either a place in a basement or in a spare bedroom where they were practicing hand-to-hand combat. They had those foam things like you learn how to fight in the military. The parents were teaching the kids how to fight hand-to-hand combat. Well, those kids now are grown up. I mean, that's 25, 30 years ago, and it's still going on today. They have been ready for this. However, you're seeing a huge portion of Hispanics and blacks who are becoming conservative because they realize that they've been lied to. And I strongly suspect a lot of those people that have been trained that way are now seeing the light as well. What's going to happen here is you're not going to have minorities versus whites in this. You're going to have blacks and whites on both sides fighting right versus left, or I should say right versus wrong. You know, whoever came up with right and left sure nailed that, because they got our side right. But I think what's going to happen, you're going to see Klansmen, blacks, and Hispanics fighting side by side to defeat the Marxists, who are going to be all colors, but mostly white. This will not be a race war. This will be a civil uprising based on freedom versus Marxism, Bolshevism, socialism, communism, and any other ism that you can think of. The liberals are panicking. I mean, I came up with several articles. I'm not going to have time to get into them today. Let me just pull this one up here. This one is called "Disunited States: Could a Second Civil War and an End to the Union Really Happen?" And this was written by the other side. It was written by a liberal. And of course, they're blaming us for all the problems, and they're bad-mouthing Trump, and they're praising Pelosi and Schumer with all this. And I have another one amid talk of civil war, and it's gonna freeze up on me. Well, anyway, that's another one that's also written by a liberal. But the fact that they are coming up with these articles to prepare the people for what's going to happen means they are scared. Oh, here it is, finally came up. Amid talk of civil war, America is already split. Trump Nation has seceded. Again, blaming this all on Donald Trump. No, we have not seceded. We want you to get the hell out of our country. People are sick and tired of the way that the liberals have been screwing this up for the past 70 years. And electing Donald Trump was a statement to that. On November the 3rd, you're going to see that statement reaffirmed, along with a lot of other staunch liberals who have been entrenched in politics for decades that will be ousted on their asses as well. They know this is coming. They're scared to death. They're trying to prepare the people and blame it on us. But people aren't stupid. They're not. As much as the liberals like to think they're stupid, they're not. People are slow because it's always, my mother used to say that. You know, oh, this is America. That can't happen here. Mom, it's been happening for years. And this was 25 years ago. And now, yes, it's happening. It's what I said was going to happen that she assured me could never happen because this was the United States. It's been happening. So, yes, it is very, very feasible that we could lose our liberties if something major were to happen. And that lends credence to this man's dreams. Do I take them at face value? No. Dreams are meant to be interpreted. And anytime you do have a vision, whether it's prophetic or not, there's always two outcomes. It can be a warning for you to take the other path. It doesn't necessarily need to go the way that he envisioned it. But just be ready, as he said. Brace yourselves. Maybe don't cash in your coins just yet. Hang on to them. Roll them up and hang on to them just in case something happens and we do end up having a real coin shortage. Again, this first one was fabricated. There was no coin shortage. It was just another litmus test to see how the American people would react, and I think we handled it very well. We will not go to a cashless society. A cashless society is an enslaved society. You have no freedom if you don't have cash to be able to spend secretly. You have no freedom. If all of your transactions are tracked and cataloged, you are a slave. Maybe not in chains, but mentally, you are a slave to the New World Order. My friends, this election is going to be the final time that we stand up and we say hell no to the New World Order, to this globalist, Marxist, communist society that has entrenched itself and done its best to eliminate our freedoms and liberties ever since this nation was created. You know, there's an old saying, as soon as you're born, you're dying. The instant that this nation was created, it was already under attack. It's just a matter of time until it falls. The question is, will it fall now, or will people like you and I get off our asses and get out there and take it back by force if necessary? And on that note, my friends, that's going to wrap up the show for this week. As always, please stay informed, stay awake, stay out of trouble, stay out of jail, but by all means, stay tuned, because I will be back next week for another 30 minutes of keeping you informed as to what the hell is really going on out there. And once again, if you want a copy of Patriot Act to see how prophetic that book was, shoot me an email and I'll get you set up. Till next week, my friends, it's been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.